This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Fast food justice wins checkoff in New York City. New York City passed a first-of-its-kind, one-and-only ordinance last year in an effort to help fast food workers in the city who have been trying to organize under various banners since the Fight for 15 campaign began. The ordinance required employers, in this case fast food companies, to allow payroll deductions to be processed for membership dues payments to a nonprofit that was not a union or engaged in collective bargaining but was advocating for workers' rights. Fast Food Justice, a nonprofit in New York City meeting those requirements, has succeeded in getting 1,200 fast food workers to sign such pledges in order to trigger the requirement. These workers have agreed to pay monthly dues to the organization of $13.50 per month. Reportedly, the effort was supported by the Service Employees International Union, which has been the organizer and paymaster of such campaigns for almost all of these efforts in recent years. Leaders of Fast Food Justice who did the work are, of course, happy and wildly enthusiastic. Congratulations to all of them for doing the work and getting the job done. The National Restaurant Association says that it will sue and that the ordinance discriminates against fast food employers, so this may be delayed in court or thrown out completely. The New York Times quoted someone from the National Employment Law Project saying that this accomplishment was an important step forward towards sustainability. Professor Janice Fine, a respected labor scholar, colleague, and friend, said it was proof of concept and that it certainly true, given that the barrier was set high under the ordinance and many believed it would not be achieved. So she's right as rain on that. Janice was also quoted further saying, "When I speak to people in other cities, they get really interested. They can imagine a law like this one where they are." Frankly, while we applaud the success of Fast Food Justice in New York City, Janice and any others asked need to advise workers to go another direction. Why should Janice and I say this? Let me list the reasons. First, it's almost the identical amount of work, perhaps a little more, to get workers to sign dues authorizations to their credit, debit cards, or banking accounts. Additionally, there's no threshold or time barrier to dues being collected other than what the organization sets and the members allow, as opposed to this precedent. This is a highly mobile workforce that will move from operator to operator, so employer-specific checkoff like this is not as advantageous as direct deposits by the workers. Can you imagine how much time and trouble it will take Fast Food Justice to get Arby's to pick up the deduction for a former Papa John worker when the worker moves to a new job? Direct payment as well from the workers entails no bars on the type of activity the workers can pursue both on and off the job, both as a workers' organization and, for that matter, as a union. Additionally, there's no legal question or any governmental authority that can challenge direct payment and dues deductions from workers to an organization, since this is a constitutionally protected and personal right. Lastly, all forms of employer dues deductions are under attack now. So whenever we can take the employer out of the equation when a worker decides to join and support an organization or union, that's a better course. So, congratulations, Fast Food Justice, and good luck bringing justice to fast food workers. But for those organizations trying to sustain such work, please go a better route by directly enrolling workers and facilitating their dues payments through their personal financial tools. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.